You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you miss the deadline. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or if you need a better plan or a lower price. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-332-1993. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call 800-332-1993. That's 800-332-1993.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's the Into Tomorrow broadcast for the weekend of Friday, April 3rd, 2020. Welcome to the program in our 25th year on the air. Delighted to have you with us. I am Dave Graveline.
I am Chris Graveline.
Erasmo handling all the digital, technical, audio stuff. And Horatio taking care of all the web posts and research for our audience and things of that nature. And you, yes, you, that are probably staying safe at home, need to participate on the program.
And happy birthday to the call-in win stuff kid. Speaking of participating on the program, because if you call in, you win stuff.
That's true. It's coming up on April 7th. So we always try to, for all of our staff, and Cameron most certainly is part of our staff.
Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
He gets upset because that was a year ago that he recorded that, and he's much older now, he says. But that's true. Happy birthday to Cameron coming up this week. And he's going to be 8 going on 20.
Yeah.
And he wants his name on the logo already. I said, you got to have a few more years. Finish school. He said, that's at home now. I know. Whatever you got to do, finish school.
And from what I heard from his mother, he's been using Zoom. Apparently, he's become really popular. And he's apparently been using Zoom every day to do these video conferences with all his friends.
So they have recess with Zoom.
Yeah.
How cute. Oh, my gosh. At your Zoom, which most of us never even heard of until this pandemic, is making a killing.
Yeah.
I mean, they have just popped up out of nowhere. We even sent email trying to get their CEO on the show. I don't know what happens. I haven't had a response yet. But maybe we'll actually talk to them and find out what's that all about. Because you can use Zoom, you can use Slack, you can use Microsoft Teams. There's a plethora of a whole bunch of different conference, video conferencing programs and whatnot that can be used. But for some reason, Zoomed.
I've even seen stories of several people that have held their weddings that, you know, they had weddings planned, and it's some people have been postponing them and moving, but others have still had their weddings, but they've just done it live on things like Zoom.
Yeah.
So that people, guests and family and friends can join into the wedding.
Church services, unfortunately, even some funerals are having to use video conferencing because you can't have more than 10 people gathered in the church and that sort of thing. And at least it's technology coming to the rescue in many cases very seriously, and in others, like for kids to have combined recess and show each other what they're doing or playing games. And, you know, if everybody has a deck of Uno cards, I guess they can all play Uno over video conferencing or something. Yeah. And try to entertain themselves.
You know, and if you're on a business conference call or a video conference with something like Zoom and using your phone and you go into the bathroom, make sure you set the phone somewhere else. I've seen already videos online of.
No.
I saw it was like six or eight people in a video conference, and one of the women took her phone with her into the bathroom and
couldn't wait.
You could see everybody else was trying really hard to keep a straight face, and they couldn't. And finally, she realized what she was doing, and you see her get off the toilet and grab the phone.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, folks, please don't. Especially if you're working from home and you're calling video conferencing with a client, don't do that. If there's too much echo, you're probably not in the right room anyway. But please don't do your business from doing your business.
Yeah.
And, of course, as we've continued to discuss with a couple of guests, especially last week here on Into Tomorrow, in the age of social distancing, video conference app Zoom has been invaluable for many professionals. However, one privacy expert says the app comes with a bucket of red flags. And that, of course, is another issue altogether. A lot of people say, oh, that's what we got to use. Well, be careful. They could compromise your privacy. Cyber attacks were already on the rise, but the pandemic could make us even more vulnerable. Just like some folks that are getting calls now from, air quotes, the IRS. They don't call you, folks. Don't fall for that nonsense. And especially when they have an Indian accent or something from India or Pakistan or that sort of thing. A lot of people are getting those calls, too. And yes, we want to send your stimulus check, but we need your bank information. Don't do it. Don't give them information.
And if you're weary, hang up, and actually you call the IRS.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And you initiate the call, and they'll be able to tell you that, no, that's not true.
Or same thing with your bank. I mean, if you get a call, there's a bunch of bad actors that are calling saying they're with Chase Bank, for example, because it's one of the biggest. And there's a pretty good chance that they're going to figure you've got a Chase account. I don't. You do, though. And if you get a call like that, if you didn't know any better, you'd think, oh, okay, it's legitimate. And during this time, our many offices are closed, so we're just trying to verify some things, and we need your banking information. No, 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 no. Again, if in doubt, hang up, call your own bank and say, did you actually request this information? I'm glad I didn't give it to them. A friend of mine had posted that he got one of the calls that says they're from the IRS, so he said he was going to play along, and right away they're asking for the bank routing number. And I forgot. He said, oh, Route 66. And he said, the person at the other end of the line, he's posting all this. He posted the whole conversation. Person at the other end of the line says, that's not enough numbers. He goes, well, how many digits do you need for the routing number? He goes, digits? What's that? I mean, right away, you know, you figure, okay, they don't even know what digits, right? So he says, oh, I see. Yeah, the rest of it. Okay, 836-5709. Is that the song?
634-5709.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever the song from many, many years ago. And then he goes, okay, and now I need your bank account number. And he just did like something, 1234567. You know, again, how many digits is it supposed to be? What is digits? Again, it's, oh my gosh. And then he just click. It was enough. You know, he just was going to try to mess with them for a little while, but it was taking up too much time. So, folks, just be careful. If in doubt, check it out. And don't have any reason to give anyone banking information, your credit card information, nothing personal. You know, I've told people before, if they're calling to verify something and they want my date of birth, you called me. If you don't think it's me, then hang up, you know, because I'm not going to volunteer this information. I don't know who you are. And then they come up with accurate info that for me to verify. Okay, yes, I can verify that. And now what do you need? You know, so got to be careful about those kind of things. And while many are either under government lockdown orders or just choosing to try to stay safe from coronavirus germs, they're getting a little bored. And, of course, the new wears off and the quarantine snacks disappear. Well, a young man in New York City showed an inventiveness that we could all emulate to spice things up. He sent a cute girl his phone number via drone.
I saw that.
Yeah, isn't that great?
That's cute.
I mean, I like the way he thinks. You know, avoiding personal contact, certainly more than 6 feet away, but he had a drone deliver his phone number to her, probably on a balcony or out front lawn or something. That was clever. I hope he gets a date out of it when things blow over. But in the meantime, they should communicate.
Yeah.
And might find some common ground other than everything we're all going through. But that's also a great way to break the ice, is let's talk about how are you not getting bored. And I'm talking to you. Excellent. You know, and maybe develop a relationship that way.
Yeah, I mean, I've had so many friends say that my house has never been cleaner. Too bad nobody can come over.
Yeah. And isn't that sad?
Yeah.
Because everybody's getting so bored, and it's like, oh my gosh, what else can I do? And then people are beginning, and I'm wondering, anyone listening, have you had this difficulty with added buffering when you're trying to watch Netflix or any of your streaming services? Because the bandwidth is just being sucked up dramatically with everyone staying home, working from home, schooling from home. There are so many reasons. And of course, all the internet service providers have claimed that they're doing all they can to make sure and keep everybody connected. Can you imagine, though, if you had no internet connection and you were stuck at home? especially as you depend on that for even all of your television.
Well, not only that, but a lot of people that are working from home that are required to be using like a work computer where they have to log into something and prove that they're working. If they can't do that, then they might even be out of a job because they didn't have reliable internet.
And they'll say, no, I'm actually here, but you don't see an IP address, or you don't see me logged in and can confirm or whatever. That's a problem. So, and I'm not trying to tell people stay offline if you don't need to be, because we haven't gotten to that, and I hope we don't. So far, so good for the internet infrastructure. But everybody's got to keep that in mind. I mean, if you're doing heavy game playing for 48 hours straight, you know, maybe you need to give that a little rest. You know, play for a couple of hours and do something else, you know, or whatever. Or if you're just streaming every movie known to man, give it a break and clean the house. You know, go out and take care of the garage that you haven't seen in years.
Listen to the radio.
Of course, because you can do that while you're out and about
and
around your house.
And it won't affect your internet speeds.
That's true, because you can just hear us over the air. And you should.
On air, online, on now.
Yeah, especially the on-air part.
Yes, because radio is still open.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. While many stations have shuttered and everybody's working from home in that sense, except, you know, the transmitter folks that have to monitor things and switch things. But most of radio people are working from home now, just like a lot of TV folks are working from home.
And I'm kind of jealous because, you know, we have several mutual friends on Facebook that are, you know, local radio personalities. And one in particular earlier today posted a picture of his quarantine studio. And he's got a little boom mic set up next to a chair next to his pool and with a cigar there. And he goes, these are the new 102.7 Beat Studios.
And oh, jeez. And that's really wild. And you can tell what's really bad, though, and I'm sure everyone listening has encountered this. Some of the network television anchors sound like they are in their bathroom. It's like, really? I mean, hang a drape, you know, put off camera, put a big couple of blankets up or something to suck up some of that echo. And, what's her name? Faulkner, Harris Faulkner. Can't stand her anyway on Fox. But the sad part is she sounds terrible and nobody's telling her to fix it. I guess because nobody likes her or something. I don't know. But she's on middays, and I'm dialing around all the time, and it's like, oh, really? I mean, why do you have to sound so echoey? You know, I get that you're from home because she's got a static background, and that's it. But you don't have to sound bad. I mean, we're doing this show from my bathroom. We sound fine because we've hung up some soundproofing.
Right.
No, we're not doing it. We're not doing it from my bathroom.
You're not sitting in a bubble bath.
No. Although that's a clever idea. We should tweet and stream that.
Probably not. So the country is about to really feel the shortage of ventilators as the number of COVID-19 cases approaches the number of available ventilators in the U.S. Many companies like Tesla, Ford, GM, and Dyson have shifted their production to make these life-saving devices. Now, volunteer engineers, physicians, and computer scientists at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have a potential solution that should only cost about $400 to $500 in parts to produce.
Whoa.
And MIT plans to make these designs available online for free to help companies around the world produce them. The design makes use of the ambu resuscitation bags commonly found in hospitals. Emergency technicians or medical professionals hand operate these bags to create airflow. We've all seen them on TV, the big bag that they sort of, you know,
yeah, they look like a big balloon and they're just squeezing them intermittently.
And they usually use those before or until a ventilator becomes available.
Yeah.
MIT is adapting these bags by creating a mechanism that can automate the squeezing and releasing motions, since it obviously isn't practical to expect someone to sit around and pump these bags for days on end.
No, of course. I mean, you can't have people tied up, nurses and other folks on staff, doctors, by just having to manually do that every time. But it will keep someone alive and basically by breathing for them. So if they can automate it, I wonder if that's a video that I saw at one point, too. And it was pretty amazing. I mean, it looked really bizarre, but it was doing the job, like a big accelerator pedal pushing down on the bag and up again.
And they're making use of these bags at all these hospitals and ambulances, everything already have.
Yeah. Oh, that's very cool. And, of course, regular listeners know that while I'm quick to condemn, I'm just as fast to commend. I've tried to be that way all the time. And those that I have condemned certainly have had the wrath of Dave. But those that are worth commending also get the attaboy, attagirl, when it's deserved, of course. Well, hats off to Comcast. Yeah.
Did you really say that?
I said Comcast. I didn't say Concast this time. And Charter Communications, among others, as they are both making more of their services free for some people during the coronavirus pandemic. Educators now have access to Charter's free broadband program, while Comcast is dropping certain video-on-demand paywalls for Xfinity Flex and X1 subscribers. Now, of course, you still have to be a subscriber, but it's a start. And, you know, I think we talked about it on the show last week or the week before, a couple of movies that were supposed to be out in the theaters by now or the last couple of weeks, you can see them for $20. That's absurd. I mean, get realistic. You know, I'll rent a movie for $10 maybe because I would easily have spent that to just go to a theater and I'll make my own popcorn, thank you, and I'll watch a movie. But $19.95 for one or two people, that's nuts.
Because you're buying it, and it's the normal price for buying a movie.
Yeah, but
which
come
of, on. Who of us actually buys these movies? We rent them for $4 or $5.
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy it for $20.
No, I wouldn't either. So make it available. That's a good point. If you want to sell it, fine. $20, make it $100 if you want to buy it. I don't care. But you just want to rent it. You want to enjoy the movie, another little escape for a while. Of course, you're sucking up bandwidth. But the fact is, make it realistic. You know, I'll pay $5-6 to rent the thing. It's not a problem. And they're going to make money. And it was already being released. It was ready. And then, whoops, theaters have to close. Okay. So you got to deal with that. And they just need to do it. By the way, we're broadcasting from the Dexcom G6 studios. The future of diabetes management is here. We invite you to visit Dexcom.com to learn more. That's DEXCOM.com.
Apple users wondering if they've caught COVID-19 can now ask digital assistant Siri for advice. The company has rolled out a self-screening feature that allows users to ask, "Hey Siri, do I have the coronavirus?"
Now, how does Siri know?
Well, Siri then takes him through a questionnaire prepared by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and U.S. Public Health Service to determine if they're exhibiting symptoms of the disease.
So they're going to ask, do you have a fever? What is it?
Yeah.
You know, do your throat hurt? Whatever. Okay.
And then if users indicate that their symptoms aren't extremely life-threatening, Siri instructs them to stay at home and avoid contact with other people, wash your hands and thoroughly, and maintain social distancing. If the symptoms persist, Siri advises them to contact a physician.
All right. Well, that's good. I mean, you don't want to otherwise say, "Alexa, do I have the virus?" Yeah. Unless you're getting that kind of information, in this case from Siri. But Google Home should be doing the same thing. Alexa should certainly be doing the same thing. It's no different than going online to WebMD or coronavirus.gov or anything like that to get the right information. And here's the sad part about the right information is, it changes. And it has changed whether you should wear a mask or not, only if you're sick or if you're not sick. All these things have been very fluid. So just know when you're going to the official government sites, the official health sites, maybe your local hospital, and they put up some COVID-19 information and so forth, refresh and check those pages regularly for some of the latest information. Because as they learn more, we're being more and better educated. So you can take advantage of that. And speaking of Apple, Apple has asked some store employees to transition to tech support roles under the Apple Care program, which I think is kind of an oxymoron anyway. While the stores are closed, the company said that employees who opt not to do the temporary work-from-home jobs will still receive their full pay and benefits while the stores remain shuttered.
Well, then why would any of them work?
I know. That is so Apple, so stupid. It's like, so we're paying you and all your health benefits and everything to stay home and not have to do anything, just hang in there. Just stay home, do what you want to do. Or you can stay home and work, and we'll pay you the same.
Yeah, I'm going to just stay home.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're terribly bored and you say, "Really, I want to work," then fine. Work from home. Good luck with that. What do you think? We want to hear from you. Use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. We've got plenty of prizes to share with you. Stay tuned. We're going to share with you what we've got this week that we are shipping out to our listeners that participate. 800-899-INTO.
Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Stay connected with Into Tomorrow by using our new, updated, upgraded Into Tomorrow app. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet service where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35000 to get more info. Again, text the word radio to 35000. Stay tuned. In a few minutes, we'll be chatting with Sina Kanifar. He's the CEO of a company called Waveform. They help consumers and small businesses get the best cellular connectivity possible.
Yeah, because everyone we hear from quite regularly that has trouble with cell phone signals in your home, in your home business, whatever the case, he's got great solutions and several different companies available with their various products to help solve those issues. So do stay tuned Into Tomorrow for that. And if you've got questions, comments about that sort of thing, we want to hear from you. 800-899-INTO. Anytime at your convenience.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
Welcome back Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, now in our 25th year on the air, bringing you the latest in cool consumer tech, gadgets and gizmos, products and services, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. We love it when you participate. And by the way, we always keep a prize closet full of goodies to share with you when we hear you on the air. And you can do that anytime, 24/7, at your convenience. You've got a tech question about anything. You have perhaps a digital dilemma that we can solve. Maybe you want to add to one of our answers for another listener. We love those calls as well. Or perhaps you just want to say, hey, congrats on your 25th year on the air. And by the way, here's what I loved most about tech or hated about tech in the last 25 years. Either way, when we hear you on the air, that qualifies you for fabulous prizes. So do consider giving us a shout. The best way, of course, is to use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words, Into Tomorrow, in your favorite app store. Or the old-fashioned way still works and will continue to, toll-free from anywhere in North America, 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. Anytime that works best for you. I look forward to hearing from you. Our next guest helps consumers and small businesses get the best cellular connectivity possible. We constantly get calls from all of our audience about, my goodness, my phone works great here but doesn't there, or whether it's in the office or the warehouse or part of my own home. A lot of us, of course, having to work from home, and we have dead spots. It's like, oh my gosh, don't let a client call while I'm over there because it won't work. Well, the CEO of Waveform.com is Sina Kanifar, and he can help. Sina, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Dave. Thanks so much for having me.
It's our pleasure. Certainly, we talk about coronavirus making a lot of folks work from home, and a lot of people, I'm sure, have those connectivity issues that I mentioned in your intro, particularly, I'm guessing, in more rural areas. So how do we solve that problem? I'm guessing you're going to say, well, contact Waveform, but what's the problem, and how do you guys attack it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're absolutely right. In rural areas, it's a really common problem, right, to have weak cell signal, dropped calls, slow data rates. And one of the things that we're seeing that's been really interesting is that every year now, fewer and fewer people have broadband internet. So broadband internet is actually, whether it's cable or fiber to your house, the penetration of that into folks' homes is actually decreasing because people are relying more and more on their LTE, 4G LTE, and soon 5G signal. But a lot of people have weak signal at home, and our company Waveform's been around for 12 years now, and the products that we sell are cell phone signal boosters. So they take the signal from outside, whether it's your home, your office, your car even. They amplify the signal. There's an antenna that goes outside, cable that runs in. We amplify that signal and then rebroadcast it inside and make the signal stronger, essentially.
That's great, because that, of course, solves that problem, because it always seems that we've got a good signal somewhere around the house, or, outside around the house. Or if I stand by this window, my cell phone works just fine. So I'm guessing that, and I'm seeing on your website at waveform.com, consumer kits. So we've got everything from large buildings and offices to homes and small offices. And you mentioned vehicles, too. So your fleets or just your single vehicle, you've got a solution to say, well, if you've got a good signal by this window, we can what? Amplify it, I'm guessing.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and you're absolutely right, right? Like, building materials are one of the biggest obstructors of cell signal, right? Particularly if you have a metal roof on your house, metal, it just blocks cell signal entirely.
And yeah.
Even normal, stucco, drywall, all of these things absorb cell signal and make it harder for that signal to both get out of your house when your phone's trying to communicate with the tower, and also for the tower to reach into your house. And so, getting around those obstructions, and it's the same thing when you're in a car or a truck, the metal of the vehicle stops the cell signal from getting in and out. And so really what these boosters do is that they kind of give you a workaround, right? They take that signal from outside, they amplify it so it's even stronger, and then rebroadcast it so that you get even better coverage than you would if you were outside.
Terrific. Now, of course, I'm hearing a lot of my listeners in my head right now saying, yeah, but you guys talk for years about using Wi-Fi in your home on your cell, and I try to do that, and maybe my Wi-Fi signal's not good enough, or it does seem to work most of the time. So why do we need a signal booster if we get decent coverage when we're on Wi-Fi, or is that not a given?
For a lot of folks, their Wi-Fi is not just that Wi-Fi is bad, it's the internet coming into their home is unreliable, right? Yeah. Particularly in rural areas. There are so many Americans who are relying on, old-school DSL connections that drop in and out. So a lot of people want an alternative to that, or they want a backup to that, right? When your internet goes down, you don't want to have no connectivity whatsoever, right? So I'd say that's one reason. The other reason is a lot of voice calls, right, still happen today over your standard phone network. And some people can use things like Wi-Fi calling. But for a lot of folks, they want being able to place voice calls is just critical, particularly when they're working from home, right, as a lot of people are at the moment with this coronavirus stuff going on. And we've seen a huge uptick in people coming to us who are looking for both data and voice service over the last 2 weeks since people started working from home. I mean, we're seeing 2 to 3 times more sales than we usually would this time of year.
Wow. And that's understandable under the circumstances, but you hit on a good point, Sina, that if you're on an important call, especially with a client perhaps, and this is your business that you're working very hard to keep alive during this pandemic, that you want to make sure that the caller hears you and vice versa, that you're not missing any important points from them. And if your Wi-Fi isn't set up properly, or you have a bad signal coming in, or just not enough bandwidth, that's not the answer, where obviously if you've got a decent cell signal at some point, amplifying that good cell signal will solve the problem.
That's exactly right, yeah. And, you know, what you said is exactly correct. With people working from home right now, they're taking really important calls, right, from their home. They're using their computers all day long. And whether it's just a few minutes of downtime from their Wi-Fi connection, or if it's a voice call that's breaking up, that's dropping, that's hugely frustrating, right? Just the amount of time lost with that kind of frustration. You know, we ran a poll recently, and something like, I think, 15% of people in America have internet issues on a daily basis. Something like 13% of people have cell signal problems at home. So when you multiply that out by the number of people who are working from home at the moment, that's millions upon millions of people who are working from home and who just don't have reliable connectivity.
Yeah, it might sound like a small percentage initially, but then as you put it in perspective, right, it is millions of people. And now more than ever, we need our cell phone signals to be strong, to be effective, to not only transmit our voice, but our data as well. And a lot of folks, and I'm sure you're seeing this too, Sina, seem to be using their cell phone, if they've got a good signal, as their hotspot, because maybe their Wi-Fi isn't so good and they're getting better signals and can connect their laptop to their cell phone hotspot. And I'm assuming this will pass, these kinds of boosters will easily pass the data and boost everything, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, there's so many people who are cord cutting today, right? They're getting rid of their cable TV and they're relying on Netflix, and they're getting rid of their home broadband and they're relying on their phone hotspots. We see it more and more every single day. It used to be a few years back that people came to us mostly because they had voice call issues, and we still get a lot of those. But now, today and in the last year or so, more and more people come to us because they want to drop their cable or their DSL internet connection altogether and just rely on their hotspot.
And it's funny you talk about cord cutting, because lately we've heard from a lot of our younger listeners, the younger millennials and so forth, the Generation Zers and so forth, that are saying, we're cord neverers. I mean, we've never connected to cable. It's like, what? Why would you do that? You know, we have our phone and it does everything we need. And that's other important points. I'm noticing at waveform.com, you list some of the most popular signal booster kits and manufacturers. Like, you represent WeBoost and Wilson Pro and SureCall, and a lot of these names we've been very familiar with over the years. So it sounds like you've aggregated some of the best on the market to make sure you take care of whatever someone's needs might be.
That's exactly right. You know, we've been doing this for long enough that WeBoost used to be called Wilson and they broke off, and we have really strong relationships with all the manufacturers out there. And really, you know, cell signal is one, it's a complicated thing, right? Anytime you're dealing with wireless systems, there's a lot of subtlety and complexity there. And there's no one manufacturer or booster itself that is right for every application. And I think that's why a lot of folks turn to us, is because, you know, we'll take signal readings with you and we'll help recommend exactly which system is going to get the kind of coverage you need. Some folks need coverage for a whole house. Some of them just need it in a car. Some of them need it in just their office area, right? And they just want the best data rates. So really optimizing for each one of those situations and helping folks find the system that's going to get them the absolute best coverage for what they need is what our team really specializes in.
And can you give us an idea from a consumer standpoint what we might expect to spend? I mean, give us an idea of maybe from low to high for mobile and home and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so the lowest cost units from mobile applications start around $250. We have some some, you know, apartment home products that start around $300, $400. And then on the high end, if you're trying to, if you have weak signal outside and you're trying to cover a 4,000 square foot house, you know, the amplifiers become a lot beefier. So you're looking at systems of around $1,000 for that kind of application.
Gotcha. And I'm seeing on your site, not only do you have opportunities for, you have something bigger than 30,000 square feet. Boy, I wish. That would be a nice mansion. But it might be an office warehouse or something like that.
That's right.
But you also have a great graphic about how a cell phone booster works. And talking about the outdoor antenna and the cellular amplifier and then an indoor antenna and how it distributes the signal. So we certainly invite our audience to visit waveform.com to get more information. But what kind of results do you think people can actually expect? They've got a signal booster. Is it, in fact, simply going to boost their signal and, yay, I've got connection now? Or is this something that might vary, again, depending on circumstances?
You know, it does vary a little bit, and that's really where our team can help give guidance. So if you're looking for a cell booster, I really recommend looking at our website, reading some of our guides, but really reaching out to our team. And we have a team of signal specialists who will help kind of guide you and set your expectations. For a lot of folks, when they plug in a signal booster, they go from 0 or 1 bar straight up to 5 bars. Their data rates will go up 10x. So that's very, very common. There are some situations where, let's say, the signal outdoors is noisy, or they're so far away from a tower that the signal is so weak outdoors, and they need to buy a beefier system or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
It does vary to some degree, but there is a solution out there for almost everyone who reaches out to us.
Terrific. And in this case, these bars are open. These are good bars when you're increasing the cell phone coverage. Sina, you're very informative and glad we had an opportunity to chat with you. I look forward to getting you back on the show again soon because there's more to talk about. And folks should visit waveform.com. We'll get you there, too, when you visit intotomorrow.com. Sina Kanafar is the CEO of Waveform. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Thanks so much, Dave. I really appreciate you having me.
Hey, it's our pleasure. Again, Waveform, Waveform, waveform.com. We'll get you there. Hit us up at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 800-419-2335.
Congrats. I listen. I learn. I like. Thank you.
Thank you, June in White Oak.
I think hers is my favorite one.
I think so. Well, no, my favorite one, I think, is Carl, because we hear what appears to be child and a donkey, I think, in the background. That's my personal favorite. But June's awesome, too. We thank all of our listeners who call and send us a little congratulatory note for our 25th year on the air.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by Stream Guys, streaming media and podcasting solutions for the smartest businesses on the internet. Visit streamguys.com.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History.
This week in 1959, NASA announced the selection of the United States' first 7 astronauts, whom the news media quickly dubbed the Mercury 7.
Wow.
The Mercury 7 created a new profession in the U.S. and established the image of the American astronaut for decades to come.
All the way to tomorrow.
Yes. In 1964, this week, IBM announced the System 360 mainframe computer system. It was the first family of computers designed to cover the complete range of applications, from small to large, both commercial and scientific. And this is back when computers took up the majority of the space in a room.
Cool.
In 1965, this week, Intelsat 1 was launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida. This was the first commercial communications satellite to be placed in geosynchronous orbit. The satellite was nicknamed Early Bird after the adage, "The early bird catches the worm." In 1975, Microsoft was founded as a partnership between Bill Gates and Paul Allen in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Affirmative.
And this week, in 1994, Mosaic Communications Corporation, later Netscape, was founded in Mountain View, California. Its Netscape web browser was once dominant, and it was my browser of choice in those early days, but it lost to Internet Explorer and other competitors after the so-called first browser war, its market share falling from more than 90% in the mid-1990s to less than 1% in 2006. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
And This Week in Tech History, back in 2020, it was only a couple of days ago, T-Mobile officially completed its merger with Sprint. And the combined company will plan to operate under the T-Mobile brand beginning this summer. As part of the deal, John Legere, or John Legend, whatever, is out as T-Mobile CEO. He'll be replaced by President and Chief Operating Officer Mike Seaver, who said the combined company will focus on using Sprint's network for 5G, quote, almost immediately, close quote. So check that out. More details at intotomorrow.com. I'll see you there.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
At Into Tomorrow, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. About technology.
Where have I heard that before?
I don't know. It's as if it should be a commercial, almost, or something like that. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Speaking of commercial, this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Dexcom. Always know where your glucose is headed and how fast. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
Eddie in Akron, Ohio, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcasts.
Hey, Dave. I am looking for a program that could either be an app or downloaded on the computer that will recognize tracks on a CD. I want to check out audiobooks on CD from the library, which I have, and I put them into iTunes, and iTunes does not recognize the correct tracks. I was wondering if there was a program out there that would help me with this.
Well, Eddie, that's really kind of a tough one. Normally, if any program can read a CD, it should be able to navigate through the tracks. It sounds like the real problem is that iTunes may be set to join the tracks once it realizes it's an audiobook. That's the preferred option to many people who don't want to deal with maybe 50 or even more files, each making up a chapter. To see if that's the case, you can select all of the tracks, click on the options menu, and see if Join CD Tracks is selected.
Yeah, now, if that doesn't work, just about any other software will do. Anything from old Windows Media Player to free RIP will probably be able to handle this job with no issues. You just want a ripper that will consider your book to be an audio CD, and then it will split it into tracks.
Yeah. I hope that helps you out, Eddie, if you were perhaps driving, realistically, for some essential reason. And you wanted to get the details, visit us at intotomorrow.com. Look for the show for the broadcast of April 3rd, 2020. And the end of hour one, there's your call and our answer. intotomorrow.com.